state lawmakers are approaching the halfway point of their 105-day session, and they're closing in on the deadline to pass non-budget-related bills out of their house of origin. Democrats control both chambers this year, and they're flexing their one-party control. Joining us now for an update on the legislative session is KNKX Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. Austin, you've been covering the legislature for a number of years. How would you describe the look and feel of this session?
Well, Ariel, this one stands out on a couple of fronts. First, just the sheer number of bills that have been introduced, nearly 2,500 bills. For context, that averages out to about 17 bills introduced for every member of the legislature. So
wow,
that's a lot of legislation. Another observation, there are 29 new members of the legislature this year. It's a big freshman class. It's also a diverse class, more women, more members of color, the first Native American woman to serve in the House. And these new members are already making their mark. They're passing bills. They're pushing the legislature to be more inclusive and equitable. Just one example of that, African American members of the Washington House recently formed a Black caucus.
So there are a lot of bills, a lot of new members. What topics are you seeing trending in the 2019 legislative session?
And that list is long, too, but here's just a sampling. Affordable housing and homelessness. This is an issue that cuts across party lines and legislative districts. Lawmakers are pushing forward legislation to allow for more tiny homes. Tenant rights bills are also on the move this year. On the criminal justice front, the House has unanimously passed the New HOPE Act to make it easier for some people to get past criminal convictions vacated. And the Senate has voted again to repeal the death penalty. Of course, the environment and energy is another big trending topic, especially with Democrats in control and Governor Inslee now running for president on a climate change platform. The Senate last week passed the governor's clean electricity bill. That happened the same day the governor announced for president. Other elements of his climate package are also moving forward.
So we're seeing these are the big trending topics, but what are the individual bills that you happen to be watching?
There's so many, and I wish I had a science to this, but here's a sampling again. There's a digital privacy bill that I've been following that's moving through in the Senate. The idea here is to give consumers more control over their data, similar to the protections that are now granted to consumers in Europe. Both the House and the Senate are advancing bills to enact a statewide ban on single-use plastic bags. There's also a bill that just passed last night having to do with restricting the use of plastic straws. Because of the measles outbreak in Southwest Washington, lawmakers are pushing forward legislation that would eliminate the personal or philosophical exemption for vaccines required to attend school. That's been very controversial. Lots of crowds for the hearings on that. Also, a bill that has passed out of the state Senate to require schools teach sex ed beginning in 2020. That's been kind of a lightning rod issue. And two other bills that seem to have legs this year, raising the age to buy tobacco products to 21, and a bill to make daylight saving permanent.
So we're nearing the midway point, and it's becoming clear that some proposals just won't make it through. Which measures aren't moving? What's died?
Well, they always say around here that nothing is for sure dead until the last gavel falls.
Sure.
But one bill that briefly popped up and now seems destined for the graveyard of bills is a proposal from Democratic State Senator Jamie Peterson from Seattle dealing with public records, legislative public records. Remember that media outlets, including public radio, are suing the legislature over access to records. He thought he had an elegant solution. It was soundly panned by newspaper publishers at a hearing, so he's tabled that idea. A couple of other bills that seem to be dead, proposals to replace statues of the pioneer missionary Marcus Whitman from the Washington State Capitol and the U.S. Capitol. And a bill to create a 51st state in eastern Washington. Not seeing that one squeaking through.
So as you've also noted, Austin, Democrats control both the House and the Senate this year. They're asserting their majorities. But what are the minority Republicans saying?
Well, not surprisingly, they're frustrated, watching many of their bills die, watching Democrats pursue policies that Republicans think play to the progressive left. Senate Republicans recently sent out a list of what they call bad bills that are moving through the process. Examples include a bill requiring training before someone gets a concealed pistol permit. They also oppose the governor's low-carbon fuel standard proposal. And the list goes on.
You know, and I just want to have one more question for you here. Speaking, we're talking about, you know, this is a budget writing year for the legislature. And when are we likely to see budget proposals?
Probably the last week in March. House Democrats will roll out their proposal first, followed by Senate Democrats. And this is really where the rubber hits the road. And you get to see the spending and policy priorities of the party that's in charge.
All right, Austin, thanks so much for the update.
You are welcome.
KNKX Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live this morning.